Let's look at the elements of this crime, Quincy began evenly. First, our unsub utilizes manipulation. He or she identifies a troubled youth, Danny O'Grady, and approaches him, probably first via the internet, but then meets him in person to cement the relationship. This person needs someone like Danny. He learns his buttons, and he begins to push. The unsub also enjoys complexity. I think Luke and Sanders are correct. Why use a sabot when Danny's 38 would have done? Maybe because he or she could. In all probability, the 22 slug would deform, making it impossible to test and leaving us none the wiser. But in case it didn't, the unsub left another little riddle for the police to solve, another way for law enforcement to be impressed by his or her skills. Which also brings us to the computers. It would appear that the unsub has been using Melissa Avalon's email account to contact Danny. So why erase the school computers? Any correspondence, downloads, etc., would only show Danny talking to his teacher. Even if the contents of the emails were questionable, Melissa Avalon is dead. How is she going to defend herself? But again, one level of diversion is not enough for our unsub. He or she also tampers with the school computers. I'm almost positive now that when data recovery agents delve into the hard drives, they'll find everything overridden by zeros. Our unsub seems obsessed with being thorough. But what about Danny? Rainey objected. Once you've introduced another person into a crime, it's no longer efficient. He's scared now, sure, but sooner or later he's bound to talk. That seems like a huge loose end. If the unsub really wanted to be untraceable, he or she should have acted alone. No. Quincy vehemently shook his head. This unsub absolutely would not do everything alone. After all, what's the point of being so ridiculously clever if no one ever learns about it? Rainey went still. She saw comprehension slowly washing over Luke's and Sanders' faces, and she knew they had arrived at the same conclusion she had when their eyes suddenly widened in horror. You mean this person wanted someone to admire his efforts? Yes.